Would it be helpful to, I'm not the person maybe to summarize the department amendment, amended bill, but if, this might be a good time if someone's interested and willing. The most willing individual to summarize the department bill could step forward. That would be most helpful at this juncture. Oh, an excellent selection. Thank you.
Great chair.
I picked her right out of, she was hiding, but behind Mike, too, of all things.
Hi, I'm Patty Aho, the commissioner of the Maine DEP, and obviously I wasn't hiding well enough back there. Our amendment is attached to the testimony that we provided at the public hearing, and our amendment is solely focused on the two state-owned landfills. And what our amendment is proposing to do is, under solid waste licensing for some landfills, there is what is a two-step process. The first step in the process is you have to come to the department and seek a determination that there is a state need to have your landfill expanded. Our amendment, I'm speaking toward my amendment, which is just for the two state-owned landfills, the Juniper Ridge landfill and then also the Dolby landfill. So I'm asking you to set aside all the other considerations and concerns and issues that you heard earlier this week in regards to this specific bill that is before you right now. So it's a two-step process. The first step is what is called a public benefit determination. Does the state need more landfill capacity for a certain type of waste? And that process looks at a number of issues regarding, in essence, solid waste capacity needs here in the state of Maine, whether or not they need to go into landfills, whether it meets our hierarchy, all of those types of issues. If a landfill receives that determination, it then can come to the department and apply for a license to put that type of waste into the landfill. The issues over the years, let's look at Dolby. Dolby became a state-owned landfill just a couple years ago. So it has never gone through that first step in the process called the public benefit determination. So our amendment is to say before anybody can put new or different waste in that landfill, they have to go through that first step in the process, which is a public benefit determination. So that's the first part of our amendment. It's specific to the Dolby landfill. The second section or part of our amendment is specific to the Juniper Ridge landfill. And we are saying that for all of the various waste that they have received licenses for over the years, as of the day that this becomes an effective law, they are presumed to have a public benefit. Because there's always been issues in front of your committee. Some people say, did they have a public benefit? Is the state landfill presumed to have one? So there have always been those types of questions. So we're trying to say, we're going to presume you have a public benefit for everything that you've received a license for. But then if you have substantial changes in the future, then you may have to modify your public benefit. So we're trying to answer the two questions for the two state landfills because we think they are different than all the other types of landfills because they are owned by the state. And then that would allow the committee, if it desires, to look at all the other solid waste management policies separately. But that's what our amendment is trying to get at, specifically to this particular bill.
It applies only to the state-owned.
I'm just trying to focus on the two state landfills because when you start talking about 6 acre or less wood waste landfills or municipally owned landfills or regionally owned landfills, that is a very bigger, more complicated discussion, and I think what Senator Kane's bill was truly aimed at was one specific state landfill, and we wanted to make sure that any changes also applied to the other state landfill as well.
How How does this correlate, Commissioner, with Class Blank?
How does that relate? I know the two state ones have to go to the DEP and get permission.
A privately owned commercial landfill would have to do the same. It's just that they've been through the... There's a whole other pieces of information that we can provide you in regards to that, but we were trying to solely focus on the two landfills that are owned by the state of Maine and what the right policy is for them.
Yes, Representative Harlow had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering why, what is the urgency to pass it now rather than waiting for the more comprehensive bill?
Because I think that the most recent issue in regards to the decision to close down the incinerator in southern Maine and to whether or not that particular waste should be landfilled in a state-owned landfill, I think is probably what generated a great deal of discussion in regards to whether or not and how that should occur. And so I think we're trying to make sure that those questions are answered ahead of time before the Dolby landfill has any changes to it, and that we also answer the question one way or the other for the Juniper Ridge landfill as well.
I wonder if we could get John Delahanty to speak on the other side of the street.
Well,
this is public here.
Yeah, before we ask, I want to make sure we ask a lot of questions, or the questions we need